So my main belief is your network is your net worth. Okay. So mastery is nothing but, you know, networking with the people where I can learn. If I don't network, then, you know, my knowledge will be the limited. So advantage I had with I have with mastery is like, if I whenever I stuck, I have a resources where I can able to work with them ASAP. I don't need to do too much research because we have so many people, they are expert into the business or where they can able to help me at any time.
Welcome to the Cashflow for Life podcast. We believe there are two types of people in this world. People that have greater cash flow coming in every single month, or people who have cash flow going out. We believe you need to be the type of person that has cash flow coming in, and that is what this podcast is all about. Our mantra is simple. If you take care of real estate for the first 5 years, real estate will take care of you for the rest of your life. If you're looking to achieve financial freedom through real estate investing, you're in the right place. Andrew Holmes, a renowned expert in the field, is your guide on this journey. Andrew is the driving force behind National RE Invest, the largest real estate investors association in the United States. Together, we're here to help you build wealth and create more cash flow in your life. Let's get into the show.
Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by Mrunal Patel. Mrunal wears many hats, balancing his roles in IT consulting with his thriving real estate investments. Mrunal sheds light on his successful business ventures, delving into his IT consulting firm's statewide influence and his strategic investments in IT companies as an angel investor. But that's not all. Mrunal's journey into real estate is equally fascinating. He shares his motivations behind diving into the world of property investment, citing the allure of consistent cash flow, tax benefits, and long-term asset appreciation. Despite the demands of his professional life, Mrunal has mastered the art of balance, seamlessly integrating his IT business with his burgeoning real estate empire. He credits his meticulous processes and dedicated team for this feat, allowing him to focus on both fronts without compromise. Mrunal's real estate strategy is a goldmine of insights. He advocates for direct ownership, highlighting the financial perks of depreciation and the inherent value appreciation in real estate assets. But it's not just about owning property. It's about optimizing operations and staying adaptable to market shifts. Throughout our conversation, Mrunal shares invaluable anecdotes and lessons from his real estate journey, from strategic transactions to the shift towards more lucrative property types. His investment philosophy revolves around diligence, adaptability, and leveraging technology for operational efficiency. So whether you're a busy professional or a seasoned investor, this episode offers a wealth of knowledge on integrating real estate into your portfolio and achieving financial independence. Tune in now and let's dive deep into the world of cash flow and real estate with Mrunal Patel.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Welcome to Cash Flow for Life. Today in the studio, we have a fun guest. It happens to be Mrunal Patel. And he happens to be what we categorize as a busy professional. So he has a full-time business that he runs. And on top of that, he buys a lot of real estate. So Mrunal, welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
So Mrunal, what do you do as far as your full-time business? What's your kind of job or what's your business?
So my main business is IT consulting firm where we provide services to all the different clients in across the state, as well as I invest in the multiple IT companies as angel investors. Okay. This is what I do, like mainly day-to-day activities.
Okay. So basically you have your IT business, right? And for people who may not understand that, you guys basically find people, right?
Correct.
For other, bigger companies that are looking for resources. And so you find them in India, you find them around the world, and you guys are the placement for it.
Correct. So we find the people from the different places, as well as we provide the consulting services to them also. So example, if they have any bigger projects and they want service, how we can able to implement the project. So we provide them all the consulting end-to-end services.
Sorry. So for somebody like you, you're already busy, you're successful in that business, right? At this point, you were doing well. So why real estate? Why are you investing in real estate?
So there are multiple purposes behind that. So first is real estate is a longer game, right? So if we invest money in the real estate, you will get a cash flow for month-to-month basis.
Sure.
Second thing is that, you know, I'm getting depreciation, which I can get tax credit. third is like, you know, your asset value will increase. Only way we can increase asset value is real estate, right? So those three are main purpose. Is like, you know, is a wealth. Like everyone needs a wealth, you know what I mean?
So basically, you're running your business and then you're looking at real estate, obviously, as number one, cash flow.
Correct.
Number two, depreciation. So whatever income you're making on the other side, you can buy lots of real estate, offset that.
Correct.
And then the third is, you know, the asset value goes up, appreciation, which happens over time.
Correct.
Now, a lot of times, Rinal, people, when they're kind of in your category of people, right? We call them busy professionals. A lot of times they'll go, you know, and just passively invest in a multi-unit type of thing, right? And they're just kind of the, you know, they're kind of the general partners. They're not, they're the limited partners. They're not going to be the sponsors or general partners. Why don't you do that? Why do you own so much real estate?
So the way that do business I do,
yeah.
I create a process.
Right.
So in my process, we have in-house team where they can help me to find a tenant. They can manage all the tenant calls. They can manage all the maintenance calls, as well as we have back office team in India where they can do all the paperwork in terms of leasing, background check, HOA paperwork, CT inspection. Everything is done by...
You do that from India?
India.
No kidding.
Yes.
So you have so basically with all the properties that you own,
correct?
Number one, you own them 100%.
Correct.
Right? And then number two, even for the smaller properties, you get all of that done from India.
Correct.
Okay.
So we have back office, we have IT consulting company, right? We have office around 80 plus employees are working over there. So we have all the setups available. So we have few people are working only for real estate and just managing all the paperwork from the tenant, like renewing lease or any issue comes regarding
the
paperwork.
So basically, you're kind of that same team. You have certain people that are dedicated to this function.
Correct.
And you can get that done on pennies on the dollar.
Absolutely, $200, $300 per month.
Okay, got it. All right. So let me ask you this, right? You came to us. You came to Mastery.
Correct.
What was it? 3 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
So you were a successful guy to begin with,
correct?
Right? Why would you show up? Because somebody would say, well, man, you're a successful guy, right? Mm-hmm. You're a smart guy, clearly, right? Why would you come to Mastery? What was your thought process that what could that do for me?
So there are multiple reasons are there. So my main belief is your network is your net worth. Okay, so Mastery is nothing but, you know, networking with the people where I can learn. If I don't network, then, you know, my knowledge will be the limited. So advantage I had with I have with Mastery is like if I whenever I stuck, I have resources where I can able to work with them ASAP. I don't need to do too much research because we have so many people, they are expert into the business where they can able to help me at any time. Even they can able to work with my team directly.
Right. So basically, what you're doing is you're taking a group knowledge of a lot of people that are already experts. Now you're using your brain. You're like, hey, man, I don't need to do thinking. I want to take this knowledge and multiply my results at a very, very fast pace, right? So let's kind of, and a lot of times, you know, people are like, oh my God, I already know something. Mm-hmm. And guys, listen, it's my parents used to say this, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know, you have to go to good school. You have to get a good education. And I was like, I don't want to read books. You know? And what you realize is that when you graduate from college,
correct,
it's called the commencement ceremony, right? What does that mean? Commencement means your actual education is starting today, right?
Yes.
It's not ending. And if you look at business people, if you look at anybody who is highly successful,
mm-hmm.
they're educating themselves and they're educating themselves in the world of business.
Correct.
Right? So is that been kind of your process basically?
Same thing, but in terms of education wise, I was like below average.
Right.
Below average means I would say I was my grades are like last five grades in the class.
Right.
But only advantage I have is commitment, consistency, and implementation power.
Right. So commitment, consistency, and implementation. But that's the secret to success.
Correct.
Right. Which is that I can basically learn. I can implement it,
correct.
And then I'll be committed to it, and I'll make changes, small changes, as I go forward.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, you become smart.
Exactly.
It's basically street smarts, really.
Yes.
This is not
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need book smarts, but you do need street smarts.
Yes.
So let's kind of, because it was kind of funny, you were telling me about one of your transactions, right?
Yeah.
You come to Mastery, you're like, half the classes you show up for, half the classes you don't.
I did not show up any classes.
Got it. But you know how to use the resource.
Correct.
That's one thing you're good at.
Correct.
Right? And we have you on stage, right?
Yes.
I think we did a picture or something we did.
Yes.
And what happened?
So, you know, after the 3 day done, right? So all the pictures you guys have posted on the social media. So one of the wholesaler sent me a message on Facebook. Hey, I saw the picture that you are at the 3 day and I want to come and meet you. So I said, okay. First of all, I checked. This is not a spam guy.
Right.
So I check all the Mitchell fans and everything. So I found a familiar faces. So I asked them to come to my office. So we were chatting, and whenever I invite anyone, I make sure I feed them.
Right. Okay. guys, make sure, see what he's telling you is he's building. It's like, you know, breaking bread. What he's doing is he's building a friendship. He's building rapport with the person. There's no idea whether he can even help him or not. But he's basically saying, hey, you have value. Right? Really, that's what you're
doing. Yeah, right? Yeah.
And it's just simple business things. And some people will say, oh, my God, it's strategic. It is strategic. You want to, who do you want business from? If you're in business, you want, if you're a supplier, right? If you have if you have a customer, what are you going to do? You want to make sure your supplier, make sure your supply chain is good.
Okay.
If you have a customer, you want to make sure your customer is happy.
Correct.
Right? And it's no different in real estate. And so you build rapport with them.
Correct.
So now there's a bond between you and the
wholesaler.
So guess who the deals are going to go to first?
Me.
Right? Because why? He's already basically said, hey, you're my friend, right? It may be through a simple meal. It's not what you provide. It's basically in the other person's thing. Hey, who's the guy who's going to invite me to his office? Right? And suddenly you build a relationship.
Correct.
That. Okay.
So he came to my office, right? We had a nice lunch and everything. And we had almost 3 hours meeting.
Right.
So before he left to my door, I gave him my bank statement.
Right.
Say, I can buy property tomorrow. Call me anytime.
Right.
Simple.
Right.
Because I said I can buy cash in closing in next 5 days.
Right.
So that was my condition. But you need to call me first. So in the wholesaler, what they need? Commitment and
exit funds. A way to exit the deal.
Bill, right? Yeah. So he suddenly called me, and I was traveling. I was going to the Schaumburg with my wife. And he called me, hey, I have property in Schaumburg. I said, I bought one property yesterday. And now you're telling me buy one more today?
Yes.
Then I asked my wife, said, no, Mrunal, you're buying so many properties. You need to slow down. I said, let's go and check the property. So I checked over there. Fantastic property. I said, I'm buying it. So I bought that property. We worked on that property 3 months. And I was planning to do Airbnb, but numbers were not good. I have second Airbnb property like closer to the area. So I thought, let me sell that property. And I sold that property in really good price with all the furnitures.
Right.
And I make almost $90,000.
$90,000, right? And a lot of times, guys, you know, somebody will listen to this, Mrunal, and they're like, oh my God, man, this guy's lucky. He has money.
Yeah,
you know, and guys, listen, I mean, were your parents rich?
Actually, no. I lost my father when I was 10. So,
and so you grew up in India?
I grew up in India. I came in US 2007 as a student, and I graduated in 2012.
Okay.
So I can say 12 years back, I graduated.
Okay, got it. So you graduated. And a lot of times, you know, people will listen to people like Mrunal. It's, guys, listen, if maybe people like him have an advantage, I truly feel that, because it's like in this country, right, it provides an opportunity. And I think what happens is people like you, you're like, oh my God, you mean I can do anything? Well, yeah.
Right?
It's just all I have to have is the three things that you said.
Correct.
Right? That willingness to learn, willingness to basically stick to it. And then guess what? Keep growing. Really?
Yeah.
That's what it all boils down to. And you've kind of brought that exact thing which you use in your business into real estate.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
You identify, here's a community. I use that credibility to build my own credibility. And this wasn't like a plan thing. We did the post. He didn't ask us to do the post.
Yeah.
We just did the post. But guess what's going to happen? Other people, I mean, if we're doing a podcast today, well, what happens? This podcast goes out, a lot of people listen to it. They're like, what does that do? It provides credibility to Rinal. Yeah. Oh my God, Rinal, you were on the podcast. I listened to you. What a great story. Because everybody likes that. And you use that to build your business.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So that particular property, you decided to flip it out.
Correct.
Right? Now, you could have done a long-term rental on that property.
I could.
Yeah.
But it was my goal of the long-term, like my parameters are for the long-term property. I don't want to do anything more than 1,300 square feet.
Okay. So explain that, because a lot of times people are like, well, our bigger property is better.
Yeah.
Explain that.
So, whenever, if you want to make money in real estate, you need to consider about the rotation of the tenant. So when tenant will rotate, you have to fix it property. So let me give simple example, right? Example, if tenant will move out and after 3 or 5 years, right? If your property is a 2,500 square feet, and if you want to change a floor, it will cost you $12,000 minimum.
Right.
Like we are considering like $4 per square feet, right? $4 to $5 per square feet. So your numbers will not work. Plus all the miscellaneous expenses are there. So I'm giving you biggest expenses of floor change, right?
So guys, what he's talking about, if you observe, what he's saying is you have the bell curve. We all know what the bell curve is. What is the bell curve? It's the bell curve goes up and then goes down.
No.
So there's a point that you reach in any business, in anything, where just expanding doesn't make sense. Or where growth of the business or the size of the property, actually, as the size of the property goes up, your rate of return in the long run is going to diminish. And so his point is that the sweet spot is somewhere from 850 square feet to about 1,300 square feet.
Correct.
After that, every square foot that you add, the rate of return on it is going to diminish.
Exactly. That's 100%.
So, and that is the point that he's maximizing that sweet spot. He's like, man, I know what my sweet spot is in the Chicago suburbs. Now, that may be different somewhere else.
Somewhere else. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
But in Chicago suburbs, it's going to be between somewhere around 800 square feet to 1,330 foot.
Correct.
So, okay. So that's the reason you decided to sell that property.
Exactly.
Now, you made money from that property.
Yes.
Right? Now, what did you do with that money?
So I invested money into the private lending.
Right.
In the mastery.
Okay. So now you're taking the money that you made from the property and now you're doing private lending with that same money.
Same
money. Right? And as you may have heard the term, you know, rich people get richer. It's true. Right? It is. You know, this is just how it is. And, you know, we laugh about this all the time. The rules have always been written by the, you call them 1%, you call them rich, whatever.
Yeah.
Before Jesus or whatever religion you believe in, it's the kings, the feudal lords, the landlords, they would always write the rules, right? And guess who they're written for? They're written for the rich. And you're much better off just joining them.
Yeah.
That's easier rather than trying to fight those rules. And literally what he did was he earned income by doing a flip. Now he's lending that money out, which is you're growing your wealth without even doing anything.
Anything, exactly.
Right? What is the rate of return you get on the money you lend within Mastery?
So I usually lend people who can take money 3 times in a year.
Okay.
So
quick turns.
Quick turns. Okay. So every 3 months, 3.5 months, people will give me money back.
Okay.
So my return is around 17 to 18%.
17 to 18%.
Yeah.
Right? So let's just say, you lent $100,000,
correct?
Right, for one time. Let's say January 1st, for the sake of this example. January 1st, most of the times they're going to pay you within by end of March or April.
April, right? Yes.
So at that point, what would you charge them in terms of points?
2 points.
2 points.
2 points.
So that's 2 points. And then each month, what is your return?
12%.
1% a month.
1% a month.
Yeah, 1% a month. So for the year, that's a yearly yield of 12%.
Correct.
Plus, you're turning that loan a second time and then a third time.
Yeah. Right? So same person is taking up to 2 weeks because he's buying another property.
Another property.
Yeah.
So they're turning the money.
Yeah.
So if you turn that money 2.5 times, guys, think about this, right? You make 2 points, then 2 points, then another 2 points. Even if the money doesn't come back this year, but you made a 6% yield there, plus 1% a month, that's 12% plus 6.
6.
You're somewhere around 17 to 18% yield year over year.
Year over year.
Right? I mean, there's not many legal businesses where you're going to make that kind of yield without doing a thing.
without doing anything.
Without doing
anything. All the paperwork is done by attorney.
Right.
Okay. They will. You don't need to sign any paperwork. Buyer needs to sign every paperwork. So without doing anything, you're getting 17-18% means we are blessed.
Right. No, I mean, it's amazing. And no, but it's important the type of properties you're lending on.
Yes.
Right. You're not just giving any fool the money.
No.
Right. You're obviously making sure that the deal is a good deal.
Not only deal, the whom I'm giving that money.
Money too.
Yeah. So we need to underwrite the property as well as underwriting the person also. What are their backgrounds, right? Do they have any past experience or not? If they don't have it, but how much they're eager to learn?
Right.
Are they able to listen to you during the process of the start to end, right? So those things are matter. So this is what I do underwriting. Even this underwriting process, my in-house team is also supporting me.
Got it.
So they usually go every month at the project and check, take all these pictures, send it to me for the review. Then I give them opinion, like, you know, this is what they need to fix it. And this is what they need to do it. And based on that, they can communicate with the borrower.
So you as a lender make a phenomenal return.
Yeah.
They get to learn. They get to borrow money.
Correct.
They get to grow. And this is a long-term relationship.
Exactly.
This is a friendship. This is a relationship, right, that you're building long-term with these people. Right? You're building wealth. They're building wealth. And the money you've made helps them build wealth.
Correct.
So it's a symbiotic relationship.
Are you enjoying the show thus far? You know what they say, knowledge is not power, but rather it's the application of knowledge that is power. That's why we are excited to announce the new dates for our Build Your Empire 3-day conference and property tour. At this game-changing event, you'll discover how to build lasting wealth with real estate, learn step-by-step methods, avoid common mistakes, and get insights from dozens of real estate and financial experts. If you are listening to the podcast, you know that real estate is a team sport, and we're here to introduce you to the local pros who can help you every step of the way. This event is your opportunity to walk through active real estate deals in Chicago and nearby neighborhoods. And the best part is, you can either attend live or virtually. Go to andrewholmesevents.com and get your early bird tickets now. At the event, you'll see properties being transformed into flips, rentals, or wholesale properties, giving you a rare and valuable learning experience outside the classroom. Meet and learn from successful students who've profited from our mentorship. Hear their stories and struggles, and discover how you can follow in their footsteps, regardless of your background or experience. And so much more. We also have a VIP package that will give you access to our exclusive networking sessions and an opportunity to connect and meet with Andrew himself. Plus, we even give you a hot lunch all of the days you are there. For more information and to secure your spot, visit andrewholmesevents.com. We sell out every time, so don't miss this opportunity to transform your real estate career. We will see you at our next event. And now, back to the show.
So now let me ask you this. As far as you have a rental portfolio,
yes.
On top of that,
could I?
And were you always buying smaller properties before we met? What was your investment portfolio like before we met?
So before we met, I was only buying condominiums.
Only buying condominiums?
Only buying. That was my mindset.
Okay. Why was that?
So why is, I work full time. So what was my mindset at that time? Condo, you need to manage only inside, not outside. So I don't want that liability. So at that time, what I got advantage, property value was down, property tax around $1,000 to $1,500, and HOA is around $250 to $300. But now, values increase high, property tax is around $4,000, and HOA fees are increased around $350 to $400.
So I want to, before he moves on, I want to explain this, right? When he was buying condos at that time, it made sense to buy condos. Why? Because the condo prices had fallen about almost 60-65% when the market fell, right? And so he started buying condos and it happened to have worked out, right?
Yeah.
That because the values had fallen so much that he actually got some ridiculously good deals on simple condos. But what has happened over time is, see, the same strategy you used 6 years ago may not be the same strategy you use today. Why? Because the market conditions change. Now, real estate will work. But the strategy you use has to change with the conditions. And that's what you realized when you came to us.
Correct.
So then you were like, okay, no, there's actually more yield in the long term buying single families.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
So then you changed that strategy.
So then I found not only single family, I found property without HOA.
Without HOA, right?
Right. So yes, I bought single family, I bought duplexes, and now I'm into the
multifamily. Sure. So let's just kind of talk through that, right?
Okay.
And because there was another thing you were doing, you were buying properties kind of the old school way.
Correct.
All the time.
Yeah.
That you were basically 25-30% down, 40% down.
Yeah.
Right? Because the mentality, which is obviously the old school mentality we come from.
Correct.
You save. Either you buy properties with cash.
Cash.
Right? Now it's going to take you, even if you make good money, 3, 4, 5, 6 years early on in your life.
Correct.
Maybe later, less.
Less.
But or 20-30% down, then I buy a property.
Correct.
But you change that.
Correct.
And so explain that.
So I change it in terms of like, you know, now I see what are the equities are available in the property, right? So example, see, for me, if my money will stuck 5 to 10%, I'm fine with it. Still, I'm getting 15% discount,
right?
So I check how much equity I have in the property. And based on that, I decide should I put offer on a particular price or not, right? If numbers works, I will buy it. If not works, then I will move on with another property.
Right. So what he's doing is, it's like his kind of how he's buying. Now he's buying properties with equities built in on the front end.
Correct.
15-20% equity, great property, right?
Yeah.
Then next, you're going to look at cash flow.
Cash flow.
Correct?
Correct.
That the property, even if it has equity, because if a property has a lot of equity, you can add value to it. You can flip it out.
Correct.
Right? And make good amount of money and be done with it.
Correct.
But if it has equity and it has cash flow, then you're going to try to keep it.
Exactly. And then think about it. If I'm buying property in $200,000, if the 10% money will stuck means $20,000, and I'm getting month to month like $500 per month, means I'm getting almost 25% return on my money.
Rate of return.
So
plus depreciation.
That's bonus.
Right.
Those are the bonus.
Right.
So
that strategy kind of changed a little bit.
Yes.
Right? Because what it did was for whatever money he has, now you can buy, 5-8 times the amount of properties.
Correct.
Plus, you started doing flips. So the money you're making for flipping, guess what? He's not spending it. He's doubling down, either doing lending with it or just buying more properties.
Right. Yes.
So how many properties do you have now?
So right now, I have around 29-30 properties.
Okay.
And under contract, I have 19 doors.
19 doors on top of that.
Is under contract.
That's under contract. Okay.
Yeah.
So once all of that is settled in, what are we talking about net cash flows a month?
So you can say around between $20,000 to $25,000.
$20,000 to $25,000 on the side.
Side, yeah.
Right, on the side. So guys, think about this, right? That basically what he has done is, he continues to operate his business, right? And then on the side, he's building wealth. Now, you take this and you move this forward 4 or 5 years, for somebody like him to end up at $40,000-$50,000 a month, right? Is not hard to do for some, not at all, right? And this is business you can run on the side.
Correct.
Right?
So, the amount of time I spend in real estate now is around, you can say monthly around 10 to 15 hours.
That's it.
Because rest of the work is done by the team.
Right.
And whenever I hire the resource, right, so I make sure that they're going to increase my work or they're going to reduce my work. Right. So I choose the resource correctly and make sure that they will help me to grow. And I want to make sure they will also grow. Right. So both ways will work.
Right. So two key things he said, guys. Number one, and this is something that I have had to learn. Right, that number one, when I'm hiring somebody, right, I can't be hiring a headache. Because if I have to babysit their job, that means, well, why do I need them? Right, I could just do the job 10 times more efficiently. But if he's hiring a resource where, say, it took you 8 hours and the resource will help you cut your time down to only an hour, now that resource becomes an asset, right,
exactly.
Rather than a liability.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
So today, what is your strategy moving forward? You're doing Airbnbs.
Correct.
You're doing rentals. You're doing lending. And you're buying multi-units.
Yes.
Right? So how do you decide, okay, what am I going to do next? Or is it based on the property?
So I don't think about too much, first of all. I think about like what I have today and how I can implement today.
Right. Okay.
Because I don't know about what is tomorrow, right?
You keep it simple.
Simple. Right. No, I don't want to keep it complicated because so many things going on in my life, right?
Well,
so if I have a deal today, I analyze it properly, make sure that my numbers is working. If money will stuck, that's fine also with me. But I will think about it like, can I get those money back in next 3 years after increasing the property value?
Right.
Right. So those strategies, I make sure that, you know, like if plan A is not working, then plan B should work. If plan B should not work, then plan C. If none of, not all three plan will work, then I will not interested into buying this property.
And there have been properties that you bought that was like, oh my God, I'm going to do Airbnb.
Correct.
Airbnb did not work.
Yes.
Right. And the numbers were not coming in. Now, could you hold on to the property? Sure.
Yeah.
Right. But you converted it into a flip.
Yeah.
Made a lot of money from it. Move on to the next.
Yeah. Even I have one property for I purchased as Airbnb. So in the winter, I like booking ratio was really low. So I converted that property in midterm rental. And I am getting monthly $4,800 rent for 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom.
Every single month?
Every single month and 1,100 square feet property.
And this is where the yield curve goes through the roof, right? Because what does that property cash flow for you a month?
Right now is more than $2,000.
$2,000 on one property.
One property.
Right? Yeah. And because a lot of time around, people think activity leads to results. Activity does not lead to results. It's the right activity. You can have 10, 15 properties and make easily $10,000-$12,000 a month. You don't need 100 houses.
Correct.
Right? You need, but you just need the right type of properties.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So as we kind of wrap this up, Rob, what would you say to people who are watching? Is that a lot of people like you that are busy professionals.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot going on. You have kids, your family, you have all this stuff. How do they get started? I mean, what would you say from your...
So in the real estate, that's what like last 6-7 years, what I learned is like, you know, don't think too much. Just buy first property, whatever the challenges you are facing, learn, implement, and make a list what I should not do for the next property. Right. So that's what I used to do it. Busy people like me buy a couple of properties, identify the process, and allocate those processes to the someone else who can replicate the same process.
So guys, if you think about this, it's not that difficult, right? What he's saying is, hey, man, buy a property or two, figure out what are the problems, because there's no such thing as free money, right? And then figure out, okay, is there somebody else I can find to do this for me and my time is not tied up?
Correct.
Right? Because that is basically scale. People make it very complicated, but that is really what scale means.
Yeah.
That you're finding somebody else to do the job more efficiently so your time is not tied up and your mind is clear to go think a better way of doing the same thing.
Correct. So let me give best example for that. I have partner in a consulting company, right? My partner, he lives in out of the state. He lives in Vegas. We spoke like 1.5 years back. That, hey, Mrunal, I want to come into the real estate. So I said, only city will give you return is Chicago.
Right. Explain that.
Because, see, Chicago market is a little bit weird compared to other cities, big cities, and he lives in Vegas, right? So in the Vegas, number will not work. And Chicago, I know the market really well, where if he needs some help, then I can able to help him as well as help. He can utilize my network also. And by the way, he's a part of the mastery also. So the belief that he has that number will not go wrong. And if he scaled his business, he should not have to worry about
it. There's a support
system. Support system is that. So last 1.5-2 years, he bought 53 properties.
53 properties in Chicago.
In Chicago. Yeah. And before you say, he did not see any of the property as of now.
And you were helping him.
I don't even go.
You don't even go.
I don't even go. We have someone from Mastery who is helping him from the property management.
Okay. Right.
And he has a people in India also where they are doing all the back offices work.
Right.
And like whole the system we have developed, like we don't need to be presence, and what is mine and his mindset, we have zero emotion on the property. Only thing we see with cash flow and make sure that numbers should work, tenant should be happy, that's all.
Got it. So one question, right? Because when it comes to sometimes when people hear us talk about buying properties in Chicago, right? Is he buying crazy parts of Chicago?
Not crazy, but he's buying all the good areas, I would say.
Okay, but he's not buying like areas where there's gang wars.
No.
So I want to clear up that impression, because sometimes people are like, oh my God, he must be buying in the hood. He's not buying in the hood.
He's buying in like Edition, Hopman, Carpentonville.
Those are solid
engine. Yeah, Palatine. He has 15 properties.
Right. So, guys, having said that, this has been kind of a blast. It's always fun when people like Mrunal come in, because not only is he a part of Mastery, we've become friends, and it's always fun to share these ideas, these thoughts from other business people, because how he runs his business, he's looking at it, hey, man, how do I build scale? I don't have time, and I can only put so much time and effort into this. So what he's figured out is a system that kind of works for him in his other business, and he's using that in this business. So having said that, Mrunal, this has been really a lot of fun. So thank you for coming in. To all the audience that is listening, guys, thank you. Again, remember, there are two types of people. People who have cash flow coming in, or people who have cash flow going out. Who are you? Do you have more cash flow coming in? Because that is called cash flow for life. Hey, guys, so we're going to have lots of guests like this. And so if you like it, please like us, support us, share the podcast with your friends, because that's how we get to grow. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.
I hope you enjoyed the episode today on the Cash Flow for Life podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe on your chosen platform that you are listening to us on. If this episode made you think of someone, go ahead, take a screenshot and share this episode with them, or post it on your social media to share with your friends. Achieving financial freedom is all about creating the necessary cash flow in your life. Our team has designed an entire ecosystem for you to be able to not only become a successful real estate investor, but for you to build higher cash flows month after month. Join our community at www.nationalreinvest.com to see which event is coming up that you can be a part of and how you can be a part of our community. Once again, it's www.nationalreinvest.com. We will see you on the next episode.